The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Sean Wells. I've got Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and even Shelley Wells is in studio with us today. Hey, everyone.
Hello.
Happy New Year, everyone. Sean, Happy New Year to you.
Happy 2019.
Yeah,
year.
Happy
this
2019.
This is a big year for One Life Radio.
Yeah, I think it is. Well, you know, we're now in California. We're on KMET. This will be the third show that they've received from us.
Nice.
When we send it after the broadcast, ABC News Radio in California. So in 5 different counties. How cool is
awesome.
That? I know.
Worldwide.
We follow Dave Ramsey, which is really cool. So, yeah.
Chasing the sunshine. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, today's show is going to be a great one, too. Sean Wells, as we said, is going to be talking about the top health trends of 2019. Jeff Weitzman, who is a writer, producer, and director of the new film Flipping the Switch, a documentary about getting children with cancer off long-term chemotherapy. He also is the director of the award-winning film Cancer Can Be Killed. And Jeff's past work include as an actor, songwriter, band, and writer. He's coming up today, too. And Cassie Bjork, she's going to be talking about top 5 tips for setting and keeping your New Year's resolution. And, of course, we've got Maura Davies on the line, keeping your pet healthy and happy in 2019. Hey, Maura, how are you doing today?
Hi, doing great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Well, you know, I have to laugh. This is so funny, but we really do need to talk about this. Before we went live, Marie, who's early, who's actually in studio with us, too, was saying, I guess I'm going to not be able to, my New Year's resolution for Pork Chop, which is her little dog, I'm not going to feed him macaroni and cheese anymore. So many people do stuff like that, though, right?
Yes. No, it really is an important time to think about your pet's well-being as well as yours. Everyone always talks about their weight loss goals or goals about eating better, getting fit. Really the same is true for our pets. It's so important for their health and for their longevity.
Well, what are some of the tips that you can give our listeners today from the SPCA of Texas? What do you guys recommend to keep our pets happy and healthy through 2019?
Absolutely. Well, the first one is making sure that all of your pets are spayed and neutered. That's so important. The only way that every single animal in the United States would have a home is that if everybody adopted 7 pets a day every single day of their whole lives. So spay and neuter, we can get on top of this.
Well,
everybody has to do it. Owned pets. Everybody.
Absolutely. And Shelley Wells brought up a point that I wasn't even aware of, as much as I work with animals, that 90% of the animals that are adopted over the holidays are returned to the shelters. Tell me it's not true.
I hadn't heard that. No,
okay.
Certainly not for the SPCA of Texas.
Okay.
No, that seems very, very high to me. I'm not sure where that's from, but I'd love to learn more about that. It's something that a lot of shelters across the country do is really... before the holiday season and actually all year long, if now is a great time to adopt, please go to your local shelter, to a rescue group. If you're in North Texas, come to the SPCA of Texas or any number of the wonderful groups here or wherever you are and give that little sweetie dog, cat, rat, mouse, hamster, horse a loving home that you are going to make that lifetime commitment for them. And that includes giving them the right food, making sure they're spayed and neutered, making sure any vaccines they've been given, make sure that they're eating right, just like you would. It's more important to your pet's health than you know, because food can determine health. Food can determine both physical health and mental health for pets.
Well, and the collars.
So it's a big deal.
Yeah, and collars are so important. Even, my collars. Dog Jeff, Brad and Jeff, the little Shih Tzus that I rescued last year around Christmas time that I tried to actually pass off on Sean and Shelley, but they already have Maya, you know, so, but they're Shih Tzu lovers like me. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Jeff's tag came off the other day, and I was like, oh my gosh, I found it out in the yard. It had come off. I still don't know how it came off. but it did. Mm-hmm. It looked like it was maybe he got caught on something and it got, you know, like the ring got expanded and fell off. Mm-hmm. So you really do. And of course, I have seven. Most people only have one or two pets or dogs. I have 19 total. We all know I'm a crazy cat person and dog person. But it is so important. So they can get back home. And I love this too. That this is in some of our notes that what we want to talk about is limit your pet's time outside due to cold weather. Every time we get like cold and rain, that's the first thing I think of. And it just bothers me so much how many animals are out there suffering.
Yes. If you're cold, they're cold. It's super easy. There are animals that are more acclimated because they've been outside more, but any animal outside is going to need a higher calorie count to stay warm and healthy. So the best bet is if it's super cold, especially if it's freezing, if it's near freezing, if it's really cold outside, bring your pet in.
I know.
It's easy. You know, making sure that your pet is crate trained, if that's helpful, if especially for pets with separation anxiety. You know, that now is a good time to talk about any health issue with your pet's veterinarian. So if there's anything that's been bothering you, now's the time. Take this as a good opportunity to go in and just get a full picture of your pet's health. And there are so many amazing veterinarians around who can really get in and help you make sure your pet lives the longest, happiest life possible so that you can have your best friend with you as long as you can.
And what about heartworm preventative if they're not on heartworm preventative? In the winter, do they need it? Do they need it all year round? You know, there's a little bit of controversy around that.
The SPCA of Texas recommends pets be on heartworm preventive year-round. I know people say, well, it's really cold outside. There can't possibly be a mosquito. Well, in order to be 100% about keeping your pet heartworm-free, and it is a serious and fatal illness, very, very hard on your pet to treat, extremely expensive on your wallet to treat.
Right.
Preventive, especially in southern states where heartworm is rampant.
Yeah.
It is exceptionally important. Dogs and cats both, even though cats seem to get it less often.
Right.
Heartworm preventive is a big deal.
Well, we get these warm snaps down here. Not like they get, you know, cold snaps. We get these days where we're warm for a couple days. I actually had a tick. I almost died. It's the first one I've seen like in years. I don't know where it came from. Obviously, outside my backyard, it must have jumped on one of my dogs and then fell off. But I was like, oh my gosh, what is that? And it was a tick. Of course, I had to step on it to make sure that it was really, you know, broke, you know, like killed. And it was so gross. But you never know. I'm like, a tick in January. I mean, who would think that, right? So you do never know.
You never know. You never know. And flea and tick and other, you can keep your pets from having any of those yucky things on them. So there's heartworm preventive, and then there's flea, tick, and other parasite preventive. So there's two different things there.
Yeah, but
those
I don't
are really important.
I'm gonna have to look into some natural things because I don't like putting the pesticide on my child. Did you hear that Freudian slip? On my child's skin. That's how you should feel about your pets, though, right?
Yes, they're our family. They are sons and daughters and brothers and sisters. And oh my goodness, without pets, our lives would be just a little bit less wonderful. Actually, a lot less.
A lot less. Well, my goodness. As much as I hate cleaning up after them constantly, they are such a source of just you know, just happiness in my life. So, Maura, always great to have you on. Happy New Year again to you and everyone at the SPCA. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy New Year to everyone at One Life Radio.
All right. Thanks so much, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got Cassie Bjork coming up, Jeff Weitzman, and Sean Wells. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorn dispensary. Thorn is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorn has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorn is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveratrol in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Diamond's trying to get me to sing. Okay. Why do you do this to me? I love this song. Okay, we're going to have to hear it till where he talks about giving the... I'll just let it play. How about that? You tell me the line I like the best.
Boot scoot boogie.
I was going to tell her to pay CCR the whole show. Job, I work hard for my money.
When it's quitting time. I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run.
Go ahead, Sean. You can sing.
I go flying. I don't know the words, really.
You don't know the words? Okay.
I just know the boot scoot boogie part.
My favorite
boot,
line.
Boot scoot boogie.
Here's my favorite line coming up in a second.
Here it is.
Yeah, here we go, do-si-do.
Come on, baby, let's go, boot scoot.
It's coming in a minute. I make up my own words when I can't remember them.
Oh, get down, turn around, go to town.
Boot scoot boogie.
Okay, we got a little guitar here. Meow, 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 meow. And piano. Okay, it's coming.
After some fiddle.
Here it comes. Right here. Right here.
The bartender asked me, say, son, will it be?
I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me.
Okay.
It's the redhead part, in case you missed it.
Yes, I like that.
I want a shot of that redhead over yonder looking at me. Okay,
yeah.
I'm done. But I love music so much. When she plays that song, I can't help myself. And she knows it, Diamond. Thank you so much, though, because it put me in a good mood. Music always puts me in a good mood. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette, of course, with Sean Wells, Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos, and we have Cassie Bjork on the line. She is a globally recognized industry leader in weight loss, a highly sought-after speaker, and the number one international best-selling author of Why Am I Still Fat? The Hidden Keys to Unlocking That Stubborn Weight Loss. Cassie and her team identify the missing puzzle pieces for health and weight loss, which conventional doctors and nutritionists often miss, and provides clients with a full picture of how their bodies function. Cassie speaks widely and contributes to a regular column, Real Talk with Dietitian Cassie, in Paleo Magazine. You can find her at cassie.net. Always a pleasure. How are you doing today, Cassie?
Great. Happy New Year.
Did we wear you out with
I was dancing on my treadmill desk over here.
Well, there you go. Nice. Good. I love it. I love it. And that's what life is all about, enjoying little moments like that, for sure. So today we're talking about top five tips for setting and keeping your New Year's resolution. So how many people vow to make some sort of resolution for the new year, Cassie?
1 in 3 Americans, they vow to make some sort of change in their life, but most of them fail or they just totally forget about it by the end of the month.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love the new year. I love a fresh start, a clean slate. But I think the obvious thing is that making resolutions is easy. We all have like these big, great ideas and goals. And I love that. But then the problem is sticking to them can be super tricky. And 1 in 3 people fail.
Mm. So why do they fail? Why is the failure rate so high? What do you think?
I think for a few reasons. I think that, first of all, I think we need to be really honest with ourselves about like what we're capable of and make really realistic goals. And I think it's great to like, you know, shoot for the moon. And then like, even if you miss, you land among the stars. I love that quote.
Yeah.
But I think that like, we have to be really honest and like super clear about where we are right now and then where we want to be and what we're actually willing to do to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, we see this with our weight loss clients all the time. They'll say like, I really, really want to lose this 20 pounds. It's going to make my life so much better. But then when it comes down to it, you know, they're not willing to give up that glass of red wine every night, or they're not willing to actually change the way that they're eating, or they're not willing to work out for a few minutes every day. And so I think it's just important to say, okay, like here's what I want. How bad do I want it? And like, just be really honest with yourself when you're setting your goals.
You made me think of that old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Because people have
good intentions. I know I did.
It's good.
You know, my New Year's resolution is to not drink so much. Okay. Or like Avi did. Avi's cutting it out for 45 days. She was jonesing for a beer last night. Really bad.
Real bad, you guys.
And so what do you say to her? What do you say to her how to keep her strong for 45 days?
Well, I think the other thing is making them really specific. So instead of like not drinking so much, I think that's a great resolution. But, you know, what does that look like? Is that drinking one less glass of wine every night? Is it committing to only going to happy hour once a week? You know, what, making that super specific so we know exactly what we're aiming for.
Oh, see, I'm just cutting it out cold turkey.
Cold turkey. Yeah.
So that's really easy. That's really specific.
Yeah, real specific.
Not easy, but I think sometimes when things are black and white, it can actually be easier. I think sometimes when there's like a gray area, we tend to kind of like push the limits and see what we can get away with. So while I don't know if that's going to be easy for you, I think it's so nice that it's just like a solid, like not going to do that for 45 days.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, no, I think it is easier to just, like you said, cold turkey is easier. Mm-hmm. The first day, the second day is a little difficult.
Day 4, I'm going strong.
Day 4, you're going strong. Hey, that's 4 more days than me.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Okay,
I love that.
So what are your top 5 tips?
Okay, so number 1, I think, is be really honest with yourself. I've already been mentioning that. Like, be really honest with yourself about, are you willing to do the work to get where you want to be? So identify what you want to change and then like ask yourself if you're actually willing to do the things it's going to take. And then I think, you know, writing down your goals and making sure they're realistic is the second part. So grab a pen and a piece of paper, old school style, jot them down. Like, and then after you write each one, I think it's really important to determine if it's realistic. And if you hesitate or answer no, then like break it down into a smaller goal until you can actually visualize each step and achieving each step. So, you know, for our clients who are like, I want to eat healthier, what does that look like?
Yeah.
Is it having healthy meals and snacks ready to go? And how do you do that? Is it meal prepping on Sunday? Is it going to the grocery store right after church in the morning? Or like make it like super specific so that you know exactly what you're doing. Because if we just say weight loss or eat healthier, I mean, it's a great goal, but it's really important to break it down to make it more achievable.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to ask you, Sean, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Better self-care.
Better self-care.
Yeah.
Okay.
I work probably 80 hours a week, and I travel a ton, and I tell people how to do all these healthy things,
right.
But because I work so much,
no, I know.
I don't do them well enough
yeah.
myself.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, so I get it. Is it good to have a buddy, like a partner, to like you know, to help you, like if you
accountability
because I was reading in Mental Floss 10 scientifically proven ways to stick to your New Year's resolutions, and it says like to quit smoking, don't go at it alone, to have a buddy.
Yeah, that's one of my tips, is to get accountability. Tell a friend or a coworker or a coach. You know, accountability is a real thing. You're definitely more likely to keep those resolutions if you stated it out loud to someone else. So I think that's like one of the next steps right after you set your goals. It makes them more real by stating them out loud
yeah.
to another human.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to say out loud right now, I'm going to try to drink less.
Come on, let's do it.
But you need some specificity there.
Do it with me.
I need to get more.
What is less?
Oh my gosh, all this pressure.
What does it look like?
And I'm going to stop swearing so much, damn it.
Oh, Lord.
And I would also say, instead of saying you're going to try, just say, I'm going to drink less.
Okay. I will drink less, Bernadette.
Yeah.
I love that. So then, Bernadette, I think the other thing we've got to do is plan ahead for setbacks. So what happens when you're, you know, out with friends and there is a lot of alcohol and you're wanting to drink less?
Yeah.
Like, what happens in that situation?
Yeah.
I think a really important part is, you know, thinking about the things that are going to come up, because they will, especially in the next, you know, 360 days, right?
Well, so that poses a great question, actually. So is it okay, instead of putting all that pressure on you, that sometimes that pressure in itself will make you want it more, to say, okay, I've got this big party, and yes, I do want to continue to execute the 45 days, but you know what? I'm going to have one margarita at this party, and I'm not going to shame myself. I'm going to get back on track tomorrow. Is that okay?
I totally think it is. I actually love that approach.
Ooh,
I think sometimes when we tell ourselves to just cut everything out completely, we want to rebel. Like, we want to break the rules.
Yeah.
And that's actually why my weight loss coaching program is called Rule Breakers, because so many of us have done that before. We've tried to just be really good, quote unquote, and then we end up just being really bad because we don't want to follow the rules. So I love that. I think that works for dieting as well. Instead of saying, you know, I'm never, ever going to have my favorite dessert, just tell yourself you can have it, but maybe I'm just going to have it once a week. And then you know that it's coming and you can look forward to it. And it's not like this thing that's totally off limits, because we always want what we can't have.
Diamond and I were actually at Whole Foods. We met so I could get, this is before we opened up for the year, get some notes and just talk, you know, have a little business meeting. And I was in Whole Foods and all I wanted was carbohydrates. It was so bad. We were walking through the bakery aisle and Diamond and I were like, going, look at that.
Cinnamon bread.
And it's like, it's the new year. You're not supposed to be doing that. But here I am, like, just sitting there craving every pastry I could get my eyes on. You know, it was terrible. But so what do you do in a circumstance like that? You just, you know, give yourself forgiveness, like kind of what we're talking about, and say it's okay. Because if you say can't have it, because I did end up buying some cookies. And
I think that usually when we crave, you know, sugar or carbohydrates, it's for one of two reasons. Either we have made them totally off limit, so it's like the whole rule breaking thing. We want something we can't have, or our blood sugar levels are low enough where your brain sees the sugar and your brain is really smart and it's like, SOS, I need sugar because my blood sugar levels are too low.
Well,
so what you can do to keep your blood sugar stable is just make sure you're eating like protein and fat right before you go to the grocery store, right before you go to that party where there's going to be all the temptation sitting out there. And if you're full, if you're actually satisfied, you just don't crave carbs and sugar as much as you normally do.
Well, and I think when you're not stressed too, it is, but stress. Okay. So you guys
stress. Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted some endorphins. I had a very stressful couple of days, right after the new year. And so I was really, really craving some carbohydrates to give me that serotonin or whatever it is. You guys are the dietitians. What is it that gets released in my brain when I eat a cookie?
Dopamine.
Okay. I wanted some dopamine.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also with stress, you know, cortisol is your stress hormone. So when you're stressed out, your body releases cortisol, and cortisol actually increases your blood sugar levels.
Well, there you go.
Eating any differently. So that, and then when your blood sugar levels drop, because anything that goes up must come down, you crave sugar.
Yeah.
So that's why when we're stressed out, we actually do crave more carbohydrates and more sugar. It's not just something in our head. Like, that's actually a reality. And that's why when you're stressed out, it's really extra important to eat more protein. Your brain actually needs more protein when you're stressed out. And that's going to help you not crave all the sugar and carbs.
Interesting. I'm glad we talked about that. That's a really good piece of information. You think?
No, it was amazing advice.
Yeah. Well, Cassie, it's always great to have you on the air. Anything else you want to let our listeners know before we go to break?
I think just the last thing is get rid of the junk. Like, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
The holidays are legitimately over now. It's time to get rid of like all the sugary treats and sweets and cookies. I know for myself and for a lot of our clients, if it's there, you know, it's going to tempt us and eventually we're probably going to eat it. So just don't do that to yourself. Be nice to yourself. Set yourself up for success and just toss or donate all
that means get rid of the booze.
Get rid of
Bernadette,
too. Okay.
And
all
the cookies.
And the cookies.
And get rid of the stress. Yeah. So I did buy a 5-pound bag of Bazzini pistachio nuts that I've been nibbling on. Is that
perfect.
Good?
So keep those around. Yeah. Keep those around. Good, healthy fat. That'll keep you full and keep your brain focused, too. Yeah. For
always a pleasure to have you on the show, Cassie. Thank you so much.
Bernadette. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got Jeff Weitzman coming up. We're going to be talking about the documentary Flipping the Script, as in prescription. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Whoever said you can't poop in style? The Curve is a sleeker version of the original Squatty Potty stool that will look fabulous in any bathroom. Choose from pink, black, gray, or white. Its minimalist design is sure to please the eye while staying durable and built to last. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Poop, poop, be do.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Sean Wells, and I have Jeff Weitzman on the line. He is the writer, producer, and director of the new film, Flipping the Script, a documentary about getting children with cancer off long-term chemotherapy. It is a follow-up to last year's award-winning film, Cancer Can Be Killed, which has been seen over 100,000 times on Amazon Prime Videos. Jeff's past work has included work as an actor, songwriter, and with a band, and as a writer. You can find him at cancercanbekilled.com. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Jeff Weitzman, welcome back to One Life Radio.
Hey, great to be here.
Well, you know, I had no idea, Jeff, I have to tell you, that this was going on in our society. So let's just talk about this. What can you explain? I'm trying to think. I want to just start with, you know, what inspired you to make the film Flipping the Script? But this is so unbelievable to me that this is even going on in our society. So maybe you want to, I guess, start with that. What inspired you?
Yeah, I mean, so let's start with what is going on.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Children who have leukemia or lymphoma are treated with chemotherapy, and they go into remission for their cancer within 45 days. And the parents are all excited. They're like, yay, our child no longer has cancer. That's so wonderful. And then the doctors drop the bomb on them, which is, oh, and now we need to do 2 to 4 more years of chemo so that the cancer doesn't come back. And the parents are like, wait a minute. There's got to be a better way to keep cancer from coming back than pouring nerve gas into our child for 2 to 4 years. Do you know what the repercussions of this are? And the doctors always minimize those and say, well, it's not really significant, and we have a 90% success rate, so we need to do this. But for those parents who are smart enough, they ask the doctors, they say, hold on, what do you mean by a success rate? And then the doctors say, well, that's to keep the child alive for 5 years.
Right.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me my 3-year-old is only going to live to be 8? That's as good as it gets?
Right.
So thank God, you know, we're in a place right now in society where we're waking up. And parents, it's fantastic. Parents typically in the past have been too busy to wake up. But now they're
right.
Going, no, that is not acceptable. You cannot do that to my child. And so for those parents who tried to pull their kids off long-term chemo, the doctors immediately called Child Protective Services.
Which is that's unbelievable to me, because how can one possibly measure 5 years of life a success rate for something that's not always life-threatening?
Well, and there you said it. It's not always life-threatening. And so what's happened is they've conned us into thinking that it is life-threatening.
Right.
It's not. It's not at all. And we've seen adults and children both, not relapse from cancer. And so that was the point of this film, really, was to get the information out there so people can see, oh, my God, people aren't dying. It's not life-threatening.
Uh-huh.
And now we can begin the process of turning back the clock and not giving the doctors so much power.
Well, speaking of doctors, so I have to ask the obvious question. Why would doctors mandate something that hasn't been tested against anything else?
Yeah, so they say, well, we have a 90% success rate, so why mess with something that works? And so in their mind, they don't consider side effects to be a problem. Now, for those of us who have children who we love, watching them have brain damage, organ failure, relapse, you know, these are things we care about. And so, you know, my father was an anesthesiologist. I know how those guys think.
Mm-hmm.
They've just been brainwashed to think that medicine is the answer. And you know, God bless them. Medicine oftentimes is the answer
Yes.
for emergency situations. But in terms of healing the body, doctors don't have the ability to step back and go, hold on a second, Big Pharma. Maybe there are answers for healing that don't involve long-term chemo. And so that's the problem we have, is they're not testing anything else, because at the very top level, pharmaceutical companies control what gets tested and what doesn't. And they've decided, well, we don't need to test anything else because we're making $1.5 million per child, and we don't want to lose that money. So we're not going to test anything else, and we'll just tell people this is all they get.
Right. Well, and they don't have any way to fight, because attorneys won't even take these cases because of what the law states. Correct. Can you tell us about that and what the law says?
Right. So what the law says is that if a child's in imminent danger, then the state has the right to dictate what gets done to that child. So what we've had to do is convince attorneys to join us, and then we've had to educate Child Protective Services that the child is not, in fact, in imminent danger. There is no imminent danger because there is no cancer present in their body. And So we've been successful now in educating all these CPS officials to understand that. And the kids aren't relapsing because they're on cannabis oil, good nutrition, detox strategies, and they're all thriving. 100% of the kids in the film that are using cannabis oil, nutrition, and detox, going off long-term chemo, they're all thriving.
Mm-hmm. It's really crazy. You know, I'm thinking of my dear friend that passed away about a year and a half ago now. It's getting close to that. But she went to Colorado and got THC therapy, and her tumors were starting to shrink. But, of course, they couldn't afford to move to Colorado, so they stayed here in Texas. And I remember so distinctly when they gave her that last round of chemo. And I say this, it was like watching one of her beautiful plants, because she could grow anything. She was a wonderful gardener. And I remember looking at her like she was almost like one of her, like I said, one of her beautiful plants. And it's like someone poured poison on her, and then we slowly watched her die within a matter of, I'm going to say, 8 to 10 weeks. And it's unbelievable, because she was thriving pretty well. She was doing really well with a lot of alternative treatments, but the doctors again convinced her, you've got to do this last round of chemo. You've got to. She was dead, like I said, just a few weeks later. And I don't understand why there's so much pushback. You know, at the end of the day, we're all humans. We all want to, you know, be healthy. We all want to live with as long as we can and be with our children. I mean, I know we're talking about greed here, but why does it have to be so extreme that even the government is involved in this?
Well, the government makes a lot of money off the tax revenue they get from pharmaceuticals. And at the highest level of the federal government, they know what's going on. And I've spoken with a doctor researcher who's told me that they want the money from all the chemo. I mean, it's millions and millions of dollars in tax revenue that the government is getting. And really, bottom line, the government is just people that have been paid to do what big business wants them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and at the highest level of big business, those guys don't have a conscience. They don't have a soul. They just care about the money. And, you know, and then at the level of the pediatric oncologist, you know, the guy who has to carry out the bidding of his drug lords, you know, that poor guy's making $2 to $3 million a year. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can kind of look the other way if you are. What does that come out to? It's ridiculous. It's like, what, $100,000 a month? I can't even conceive of
yeah.
it. But that's what they're making. And so they can kind of turn the other way and go, we're really doing the best for children, aren't
mm-hmm.
we? And just think about this. 10 years ago, children used to die with this disease, and
mm-hmm.
now they're not.
Yeah, but the quality of life after the chemo, I mean, their immune systems are wrecked. Their life is wrecked. And even if they do survive, there's secondary cancers like ovary issues and decreased fertility, learning disabilities, hearing loss. I mean, I could go on and on. Stunted growth, osteoporosis, dental problems, and more. So, you know, like I said, how can one possibly measure 5 years of life, a success rate for something that's not always life-threatening?
Exactly.
Okay, so let me ask you this: what about in the trailer for the documentary? You talk about the average editor took from drug companies $470,000 per editor.
Right.
Let's talk about that.
Okay, so corruption in medicine is that it's the only business in the world where we allow business to pay people off to say what they want them to say. Like, you can't go to your judge and pay him to get a verdict in a court case. You
mm-hmm.
can't go to your teacher and pay them to get an A for your child. But in medicine, we allow these pharmaceutical companies to go first with the ethics board and pay them off so that they will say that chemo is ethical. And then they go to a Harvard professor, a medical professor, and they pay him off to do speaking engagements talking about how effective their drug is.
Wow.
And then they go to the journal editors. So there's like 25 major medical journals. They pay each of those editors $500,000 a year to print what they want to have printed in that medical journal. So are we getting the truth about studies, what's being done out there, what's actually going on? No. We're getting everything paid for. And so that conflict of interest actually has doctors concerned, and they're saying, hey, this is not right. We've got to, you know, like we've got to get the money out of politics. Mm-hmm. We've got to get the money out of medicine and out of the way, you know, we sort of judge what's right and what's wrong.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Sean Wells and he's over there shaking his head, you know, in agreement. What do you want to say about all this, Sean?
Well, I'm curious, Jeff. Like, I'm a dietitian, and I've worked with cancer patients, and I'm curious. Do you believe like keto, hyperbaric oxygen chamber, IV vitamin C, like some of those kinds of things, in place of at least on this end of things, like once they've had it in remission, like in place of the chemotherapy?
Yeah. So what's been really effective? Is first of all, stay away from the inflammatory foods. Mm-hmm. So no red meat, no dairy, no gluten, no refined sugar. And then in terms of the things that work, IV vitamin C has been great. Any sort of oxygen therapy is good. And then in terms of detox, you know, things like infrared sauna, biomats, other sort of clay, and baths that detox the body. And then the real cancer killer that has just been so effective is cannabis oil. Mm-hmm. And there have actually been so many studies on how cannabis oil kills cancer. And what it does scientifically is the mitochondria of the cancer cell cannot handle cannabis. It sort of revs up the mitochondria mm-hmm. so high that the mitochondria explodes. And then the cancer cell dies. So those are kind of the things that families are doing, and it's working, and these kids are thriving.
Yeah, well, and I think of my friend, as I said, you know, and her tumors were shrinking, and she couldn't tell the doctor why. She couldn't be, you know, forthright with them, because then they wouldn't have considered her for some other trial thing they were thinking about doing. And it's just, the whole thing is so very sad. It's just so very sad. We all need to protect one another and get ourselves educated about a subject that's so important. I mean, we're talking about children's lives, young children, and they shouldn't be suffering. They just should. And the last thing they need to be done is forced to be taken from their parents who love them more than anyone when they're already suffering.
Yeah, and that's happening right now in New York. There's a case of a mother, Candace Gunderson, and her son, Nicholas Gunderson.
Yep.
And he was taken from his mother, and he is being forced into chemotherapy. And the poor guy, he's 13 years old, and just this week, in his forced lumbar puncture or whatever, he stopped breathing. Ugh. And, you know, the mother was in court this morning asking for a dismissal of the case, and the judge wouldn't grant it. And she goes, you realize that my son has stopped breathing 5 times in the last 2 months. And the judge said, you know, I don't care. I don't care. We're going to keep doing this. Now, that is an extreme situation that came about because you know, the mother was a holistic health coach, and she felt like she knew what was best for her son, and she moved to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't follow the actual protocol of, you know, being friendly with CPS and being friendly with the doctors and having meetings with all of them to work all of this out. She just took off. She got a judge's order to let her go to Florida and thought she was safe. But what we're finding is through this whole process, you have to follow a protocol of getting an attorney, getting a new health team, being friendly with CPS, and then you as a parent can have the power to overcome the system.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to read a quote from her and end the segment on that. It says that they're pumping this biohazard into my son's body. I feel like I'm in a Frankenstein movie, said the mom. I should have the right to decide what's in the best interest of my son now that he is in remission. So lots to think about. Jeff, thank you so much for directing and making the film, the documentary, which is Flipping the Script, everyone. You can get it on Netflix, right? Or Amazon.
Amazon Prime Videos.
Okay, Prime Videos. Yes, I have it. I started watching some of it, and it was so disturbing I had to stop for a little bit, but I will get through it. Knowledge is power, right?
Knowledge is power, and the good news is we do have the power, and we can affect change for our lives, and we can get out of the system.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. You can reach Jeff. You can reach out to him at cancercanbekilled.com. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat to poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with three brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Lala's Mexican Cafe. Clean, real food for your mind, body, and soul. Lala's believes that what you eat matters, and so do I. That's why they serve only the cleanest, freshest ingredients, serving grass-fed beef, organic chicken, non-GMO tortillas and chips, non-processed cheese, and non-refined sugar and unprocessed flour. Stop by Lala's Mexican Cafe for one of their organic margaritas, sweetened with stevia, and experience a better way to live La Vida Verde. And if I see you there, margaritas are on me. That's Lala's Mexican Cafe in Preston Center, Dallas, Texas.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Get your headphones on. You missed your favorite song.
Whoa, Susie Q, baby, I love you.
Sean Wells and I think, are two of the biggest CCR fans in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Sean Wells. We're talking here today about top health trends of 2019. Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator and has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He is also a registered dietitian and has his master's of public health in nutritional biochemistry. You can find Sean Wells at seanwells.com, and that's S-H-A-W-N-W-E-L-L-S, seanwells.com, or you can find him on Instagram at Zone Halo. So let's talk about this. And you were on Fox News yesterday morning.
I was.
You were superstar. Talking about superstar getting on all television. How awesome is that?
Gave One Life Radio a shout out.
I love it. Thank you.
Tim Ryan.
Yeah, that's so nice. So nice. So what are some of the top 2019 health trends that you've been seeing?
Well, the first one that I talked about was juicing. We always hear that juicing is super healthy, and you know, people start like the beginning of the new year, I'm going to get to juicing, I'm going to have more nutrients in my diet, and I'm going to detox. That's always a big one.
Yeah, even my youngest daughter says, I want to go on a juice cleanse.
Ugh. Right, exactly.
Well, and first of all, they're very expensive too, by the way.
They are.
I mean, they're like 70, 80 bucks a day.
100%. Yeah. And juicing and pills do not detox you. You want to know the one thing that actually detoxes
sweat.
You?
Sweat.
Water. Well, that,
that's good, yes. But actually just fasting. Fasting initiates something called autophagy.
And we've talked about that. We've talked about
and
this.
That's really the only detox is when you clean the cells. And autophagy gives you a chance to rest, your body to rest. Like that's what I mentioned on the show. Just think of like your cell phone, like when you're running like full brightness and you've got all your apps running, maybe your GPS is running, the battery runs down really quick.
Mm-hmm. Can you drink wine while you're fasting?
Ooh.
Water.
Water only.
But
no food, no, okay, I'm joking.
If you turn your cell phone off, or if you, you know, turn off some of those apps, right, then it gives your phone, or your body in this case, a chance to rest and recharge. And this is the same thing that happens. Like we found fasting is anti-aging, because it's like when you're eating all day long, you're digesting, you're excreting, you're breaking things down. You know, that's a lot of work for your body.
Yeah.
And we're not meant to eat all day long. We're meant to eat on occasion. And that's where snacking may be counterproductive too.
Right.
But I think juicing, you know, going back to that, if you look at certain juices that are available on the market, they say no sugar added. And it's crazy. They have more sugar and more calories ounce for ounce than Coca-Cola.
I know. It was actually very astounding. It was astounding. I was shocked. So was Marie when we watched it.
And
it
the
was-
sugar in that is just the same to your body as having the Coke. Your insulin shoots up. And then, of course, that triggers inflammation, that triggers fat storage, all those kinds of things.
So people are saying, well, I'll just have the Coke, right?
Honestly, I mean, there are nutrient benefits from the things that are in the juice,
right.
Certainly. But yeah, like it's so much better to just have whole fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. Because you get the fiber too.
Exactly.
That's another thing you're not getting when you're juicing. You're not getting the fiber, which is so critical for so many, so much. It's so critical for health. That's like on the top five list of, don't you think, of like one of the most important things to address if you're really unhealthy is how much fiber are you getting?
And the problem is when you put something in liquid form like that, it's very easy to potentially over-consume calories, right? And that's what happens with Coca-Cola. It's just like empty calories. So you have 240 calories. And did you get any satiety from that? No.
No.
They've actually shown that it makes you eat more.
Right. Nutrients and high fructose corn syrup and genetically modified and all the crap that goes with it. But we're not going to get to all these because the clock is winding down. One more real quick. Okay, let's go to which one do you want to go to? Probiotics?
Probiotics are very big in 2019. I think we're seeing that. We've talked about this quite a bit. The mind-gut connection, right?
Yeah.
And as the mind goes, so does the gut. So clean up your gut and you'll feel happier. You'll have a better immune system.
Those probiotics that I gave you,
amazing.
They are amazing. They're made by Thorne. Go to our website. Check it out, oneliferadio.com. I don't normally pitch products, but I have to tell you, you know, when I find something good, I want you to know about it. I took a couple. I was feeling a little green around the gills the other day. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, within 24 hours, I was feeling better. Anecdotal, but true. You know what? Thank you so much. Always a pleasure, Sean, to have you in studio with us. A big shout out to our sponsors, Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, the H-Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.